The presence of the Lord is in this place. Isn't He in every place that we go? If we invite Him to go with us, if we take Him with us, if we surrender our day to Him and claim everything in His name. Friday was a big day at the middle school. They have iPads now. All the middle school kids have iPads. And boy, it's a big deal. I don't know if it's a good idea or not. Man. So I was subbing on Friday. And so the assignment had nothing to do with their iPad. We're not doing that right now. But they're working on the glitches in that, and they're going to lock all the kids out and only be on there when they need to be on there. So it's to help them with their homework. There actually are some tutorials and things they could use even at home. It'll help them in the class, and the books will be on there, and lots of things like that. I don't know. But anyway, so I'm trying to do what the teacher left for me to do, and it's predominantly a boy class, and so we're trying to get on track, and I kept telling them to take the iPad and put it away. And so someone apparently was in some place they weren't supposed to be, because I've heard this group of word that should not be said at middle school. It certainly didn't have anything to do with what we were talking about. And so when that, and this kid accidentally, who had his headphones on, which he wasn't supposed to, because he wasn't supposed to have his iPad out, somehow it, you know, got unplugged. And so this inappropriate word. And everyone's like, oh. And he said, you going to write me out? That means you're going to be in trouble. I said, no. So I said, and so he said, you going to take my iPad? I said, no. And he said, what are you going to do? I said, I think I'm just going to pray for you, and we're going to move on here. And everyone's like, listen, that was the best class ever. No iPads were taken out the rest of the class. We did exactly what we were supposed to do. I thought, oh, maybe I might get in trouble for saying the word parade, but I had a nice day. I was all under control. Look, it was a nice class. And then I heard one of the girls whisper, say, you know, he's a preacher. And I just paid 62. This is what we're doing. So I just didn't even act like that had even happened and didn't acknowledge that person the rest of the class. And it was nice and calm. I mean, the word may have gotten out because it was actually a nice afternoon. Didn't have any problems in there with the iPad the rest of the time. But it's interesting, I've shared this before. It's like, oh, you can't hear that or say that or do that here at school, or you can't say that or hear that or do that in the church, man. You can't say that, hear that, or do that here. Well, if the presence of the Lord is with us always, then if it's inappropriate, it's inappropriate. I mean, we keep talking about bringing glory and honor to God and really trying to help our young people understand that through Wildlife and in our youth here at the church, that God loves them and you can take God with you wherever you go. It's okay to take your Bible to school every day. It really is. Just only use it when you're supposed to. Take out your iPad when you're supposed to. Take out your Bible when they say you have some free time. You can do that, because we talked about Thursday was take your Bible to school day. Last Sunday, when the Gideon speaker was here, we were talking about being broken. There are lots of people in the world who are broken. And these Bibles that the Gideons disperse all over the world is to help people with that brokenness. There's hope in that book to help broken people. And again, I think about all the places that I go, the things that I hear and see, and you too, there are a lot of broken people in the world. And there are a lot of children and young people are allowed to hear and do things that you and I would not approve of, okay? And that doesn't make them bad people, but certainly we understand that we live in a broken world where people don't realize who God really is and what He can really do, and certainly what Jesus has done for us. And so when we think about this brokenness and how God restores us, and last Sunday when that couple came up for prayer, they're like, where do I stand? I said, get that circle. And if you remember last Sunday, we had some circles, but looks like John Cole did a nice job getting rid of those circles. Those circles represented you get in that circle, and that's where change starts. So we want revival to start, and change to happen in our world has to start with us. People are broken. And so knowing that we're broken, and God can restore us like He can restore a whole country, a whole nation. We've been talking about that in Bible study. He can restore a whole group of people, a whole country. He can restore your life if you let Him. But when He does that, are we thankful for that?
And think about this morning, and last week you used that one word, broken, and what that means to you, and all the things were, maybe you fixed some things last week that were broken in your house, right? Maybe you did that. We got that thing fixed at our house. Gratitude. Just think of that word, gratitude. Boy, we are not grateful enough, are we? We don't teach our kids that enough, certainly don't use that enough, but we have a lot to be thankful for. And I just wonder, when God does restore us and restore our family, are we thankful for that? And through our brokenness, when God helps us to overcome those mountains in our lives, are we thankful for that? And so we're going to look in Romans chapter 5, verses 1 through 11, and prepare our hearts for communion and be in that spirit of gratitude before we come to the table this morning. So we're looking in Romans chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. Are you thankful for God's word? Before we even read this, are you thankful for it? Are you thankful for the hope that you find and the direction you find in God's word? Are you thankful for that? Are you grateful for his word that teaches us and instructs us? Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into his grace in which we now stand, and we boast in the hope and the glory of God. Not only so, but also in verse 3 as it says, but we also glory in our sufferings because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope. Are we thankful for that? Are we thankful for God's word this morning? Are we thankful for a place to come and worship him? Jesus did it for years outside. Didn't need a beautiful sanctuary and a beautiful place such as this. This is a beautiful place. You know, Grant does fencing at the YMCA, and there's a boy in the class that's on his fencing team, and we've become pretty good friends with that family. And so the man was talking about his daughter. Was going to get married, and they were looking for a real church. And I just trying to understand what he was saying. He said, we're looking for a real church to have this wedding. And I'm thinking, and I know they go to church. I know they're Christians. And I said, and he said, we've looked everywhere for a church that looks like a church. And I'm thinking, okay, what do you mean by that? I mean, what do you mean by that? Like it has the old windows and it looks like a church. Because where they go to church doesn't really look like a church, he said. I said, well, where are you looking at? I mean, where do you want to have it at? I mean, around the area. And I said, well, I think our church is a real church. And we have a real organ. It actually really, it really does play. And so they came here and looked at the church and are like, wow. And the kids are like, well, their kids are 20. They're getting married. Like, oh, and I was just really thankful that they had grown up in the church and maybe go to a more contemporary church. There's nothing wrong with that. But they understood what a real church looked like, so to speak. That's what they were calling. These 20-year-olds are getting married. Oh, yeah, we could have our wedding here. We'd have our wedding here. And I remember Dave, the father, saying, I'm just real thankful that there are churches, because a lot of churches like this are closing and are abandoned. He was just real thankful, real grateful that we were still here and they could have their wedding here. And wow. So we think about being grateful. We teach our kids, don't forget to say thanks, but as Christians in our faith, when we walk into God's house, are we thankful for being here? We're going to be real thankful. I didn't know if you noticed, but the permit's on the bottom of the steps there. So eventually we'll have a new roof. I'll really be thankful for that, won't you? Just want to look up and you won't see water, right? So, but are we thankful? When you walk into God's house, are you grateful and thankful? When you open his word, are you thankful and are you grateful? As you read it, are you thankful for the sufferings that Jesus went through? But are we ever thankful for our sufferings and what it produces and what it creates in our lives? Stronger faith, right? Are we thankful enough? We talk about being thankful to people and for things, but are we thankful for our faith? And hope, as it says in verse 5 and goes on to say, and hope does not put us to shame because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has also been given to us. Wow. Thinking about Jesus' body that was broken, which we're going to really think about here in a minute, and being thankful for what he went through on our behalf And are we thankful for our faith? Are we thankful for the Holy Spirit? Are we thankful for Jesus? Are we thankful for the church? A spirit of gratefulness. And it says in verse 6, you see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. You could change that to, at just the right time when you were broken, Christ died for us, right? When we are broken in our lives and things have fallen apart and we realize that Christ died for us, caused us to get back up on our feet, or it should, right? Just the right time. Are you thankful for God's timing? It's just right. Are you thankful for that this morning? Well, we wait and wait and wait. We want things to happen now. But as we come into His presence, surely the presence is in this place. When we come into God's presence, and not necessarily just in the church, but are we thankful for Him, for His Word, for the Holy Spirit, for dying for us? In verse 7 it says, very rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though for a good person someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates His own love for us, as it says in verse 8. God demonstrates His own love for us. While we were sinners, Christ died for us. That's what He did. Are we thankful for that this morning? Not just on Communion Sunday and not just on Easter, but are we thankful for that every day? Wow. Some people say, well, when I get up in the morning, I'm not very thankful. Gosh, everything hurts. Oh man, I got aches and places I didn't know I have. I just can't even get up. Oh, I can't be very thankful in the morning. But about 10:30, I could be a little more thankful. You know, I've gotten moving, had some coffee, maybe even a donut. Wow, when I get up in the morning, I'm thankful and really excited, really. About what God might have in store for us. And see, when I fall asleep, Man, that Mountaineer game, it must have really wore me out yesterday, because I fell asleep and I just couldn't wake back up. And I got up at 6 o'clock and boom, I was ready to go. And just excited about church this morning. I mean, yeah, we get up in the morning, we're excited about a field trip at school. We might be excited about work. You might be, if you get a pay raise, maybe. Or if it's your day off at work, maybe. But when we get up in the morning, are we thankful that God's given us another day? And knowing that we were still sinners, Christ died for us? Wow. In our brokenness, that God still loves us, and He does. We need to understand that this morning. And since we have now been justified by His blood, in verse 9, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through Him? For if, as it says in verse 10, for if while we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to Him through the death of His Son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through His life? And not only is this so, but we also boast in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. We try not to be boastful because the Bible tells us not to. We try not to be proud because we shouldn't, as God's Word tells us. But you know, we're proud when our kids do something. We're proud when we accomplish something. And I think it's okay to do that. But do we boast about the God who's taken care of us? Do we boast about the God who brings us through our brokenness and touches us and heals us? Do we tell people about that? I mean, do we share that? Are we grateful for that and sharing that with others, what God has done in our lives? And I think this morning, as we think about this whole idea of gratitude and things that we're grateful for, it's a great opportunity as we come to this table this morning and, you know, share in the bread and drink of the cup. As we do that, that's a way for us to be thankful and grateful for what He's done for us, and realizing the great significance of these two things that we do this morning. Breaking the bread and drinking of the cup. Recognizing that God loved us that much. If you think just for a moment about Jesus and all that He faced in His time here, and He knew that God was with Him, and that's who sent Him, and God was in control, and God would enable Him to finish the task that He was sent here to do. His journey would be complete, all in God's timing. Think about the mountains that He faced, the real mountains, right? And all the people that were against Him. And as I stand here this morning, knowing that we all have mountains to face, we all have issues that are happening in our lives, all of us here this morning, and we're praying for those that have issues and brokenness. And I think about the families that are doing adoption and doing fostering. And, you know, they're saving children out of a life of brokenness. They really are. Wow. God gives us so many opportunities to serve Him and to share our faith with Him. And as I said, when you get up in the morning, you should be thankful that God's given you another day. Thankful for His Holy Spirit. And I'm thankful every day for the opportunities that God gives me to share with others. You too. So as we come this morning, thinking about what this cross means, it really does mean brokenness. Jesus was broken so you might be restored. God sent His Son Jesus, who was broken, so you may find new life in that. Wow. That's a lot to be thankful for. We certainly should be full of gratitude this morning for the God who loved us this much, that He sent to Jesus, the only Jesus, His only Son, the only one that could do this. His body was broken, His blood was shed. If you, yes, you'd be forgiven, for your life would be made whole. Father, we thank You this morning. We thank You for this church. God, we thank You for this place. And we know it's not about the material things. It's not about the building. But God, we are thankful for a beautiful place that we can come and worship in, be safe and in comfort. And we're thankful for this entire property and all the ministry that's taken place here for over 100 years. We are grateful for that this morning. But God, as we come into Your house and feel Your presence, we're thankful for Your presence in our lives. We're thankful for the Holy Spirit. God, we're thankful for Your word that teaches us about Your love, that instructs us of what to do and what not to do, and reminds us that wherever we go, that You're with us, that You'll never leave us. And I pray everybody in this room here understands that. That even if no one else is looking, or really care if anyone else is looking or watching you, you are always watching. God, we thank You this morning for the opportunity to come to the table and be reminded, and to always be reminded that You love us and that Your Son Jesus' body was broken, His blood was shed, that we might be made whole, that we might be restored, that we might have that opportunity to come before You if we would just believe. God, we thank You this morning. And I pray right now that we, right now at our own seat, would surrender everything to You. Everything that's troubling us this morning, everything that we're trying not to worry about this morning, that we would give every burden to You right now. Surrender it all. Surrender it all. And those mountains that we face, those obstacles that are ahead of us, even the ones we don't even know about yet, we're going to give them to You, and trusting and believing that our God is faithful, our God is bigger, and we're going to trust You. God, just prepare our hearts. Remove all the distractions, wherever we might need to go, after church or this afternoon. Just help us to focus our attention on this cross where You love us through Your Son, Jesus. Father, we love You and thank You. We ask all these things.